what exactly impact on the revenue cycle management? A timely revenue reconciliation or realization. Accurate payment process or reconciliation contribute to timely realization of the revenue. Providers can trust the payment recorded in the financial system accurately reflect the income generated from their services. This enhances the financial decision making. The reliable financial record supported by the payment posting and reconciliation empowers the healthcare providers to make an informed financial decision. This includes planning for investments, managing operation costs, strategizing for the future growth, mitigations of the billing error. Payment posting and reconciling plays a crucial role in reducing the billing errors. There is accurate recording and reconciliation which helps to prevent the instances of underbilling, overbilling, or ensuring a fair and transparent financial practices which are being provided by the healthcare providers. This continuous improvement and adaptation, regular evaluation and optimizations of how exactly the continuous improvement process are been taking place and evaluation of the payment posting and reconciliation process is been taking place. This also includes in efficiency of electronic systems, identifying the areas where areas for streamlining and implementing the improvements, staying informed about the industry changes, adapting to the changes in the healthcare finances, requiring informed about industry trends, regulatory updates, advanced payment options and technologies, or advancement in the payment options basically. This proactive approach ensures that providers are prepared to shift their financial landscapes. There's also a part where leveraging the data analytics for insights. What exactly the data analytics can be employed to get insights from the payment posting and reconciliation of the data. Analyzing the trends and patterns which allows the providers to identify the area for optimization and efficiency of the enhancement. Overviews of denial management. Denial management definition basically would be denial management involves identifying, analyzing and resolving the claim denial from the payers effectively. It includes both proactive measures to prevent the denials as well as reactive strategies to address the denials properly. There are different stages of denials. Denials can occur at various stages of the revenue cycle, including claim submission, adjudication and payment process. Collaborations among revenue cycle teams, clinical staff, administrative person is crucial for managing the denial claims effectively. The common cause of claim denials are basically incomplete or inaccurate documentation, missing or incorrect patient information or procedural codes or billing details can result into claim denial. Incomplete documentations lead to claim rejections or payment delays. There could be second cause, which could be coding errors, improper coding of medical procedures or diagnosis or services, which can lead to claim denials or payment discrepancy. The coding errors may result from inadequate training or changes in coding guidelines. Comprehensive training and education. To avoid this claim denials, there has to be comprehensive training and education which has to be taken place. Ongoing training and documentation of best practices of coding guidelines, payer policy is essential. Education about target revenue cycle stuff as well as clinical providers and administrative personnel has to be taken in consideration. There has to be utilization of the technology which is available or technology advancement which has to be taken place. Implementing the advanced revenue cycle management softwares or claim scrubbing technologies which can help and identify and rectify the error before the claim is submitted. The technology enhances the efficiency and reduces the manual error. There has to be a review of denial reasons. The healthcare organizations should review the reasons provided by the payers for denial. Understanding the denial basis is essential for formulating effective appeal strategies. The documentation and appeal preparation, gathering support documents, medical records, relevant information to substantiate the claim is crucial. Demonstrating the medical necessity or compliances with the payer policies strengthens this appeal. Proactive denials and preventive strategies. Preventive dinners before they occur through training, eligibility verification, and technology utilization. Conducting regular audits and performance reviews to identify trends and patterns. Streamlining the appeals of the workflows. Establishing a clear protocols for the guidelines for the managing and appealing the process. Also utilizing the technological platforms to track and monitor the appeal status of the claim. Implementing a RCM software platforms where a real-time insights into the claim status, denial trends and appeal outcomes could be highlighted. Integration with EHR and other healthcare IT systems to streamline the data exchange, how exactly the data has been transferred out for the particular claim has to be taken into consideration. Using the predictive analysis and identifying the patterns and predicting the potential denials before they occur, or allowing a proactive intervention and targeted denials preventing into initiatives. Regular reviews and analysis, evaluating the denial data to identify areas for improvement and implementing the interventions. Engaging the stakeholders across the organizations to collaborate on denial preventiveness of the initiative. Monitoring the key performance indicator, tracking denial management KPIs to measure the progress and success. Fostering a culture of continuous improvement and a feedback. By implementing proactive prevention strategies, streamlining appeals, workflows, leveraging technology solutions, and promoting a continuous improvement, healthcare organizations can minimize the revenue leakage, enhance the financial sustainability while delivering high quality patient care. Encouraging a culture of collaborations and communications among the revenue cycle teams, clinical staff, administrative person, and foster a holistic approach to denials management. Encouraging a culture of collaboration and communication among our revenue cycle teams, clinical staff, and administrative person fosters a holistic approach to denials management. Regularly updating denial management protocols and procedure based on industry's best practices and regulatory challenges ensures the alignment with evolving healthcare landscape. Introduction to the patient billing and collection. Efficient billing process and efficient collection strategies are vital for healthcare organization. Navigating the patient's billing and collection requires a strategic and patient-centric approach. Emphasis on transparency, efficiency, and responsiveness in billing and collection practices. Generating patient statements and invoice. Cornerstoning a patient's billing and providing clear documentation of service and cost. Accurate capture of patient information, documenting services and complying charge. Integration with the revenue cycle management system, which enhances the billing efficiency and minimizes the error. This also helps in seamless data flow between system and ensures that there is accuracy and transparency in the billing. The detailed statement facilitates the patient to understand and facilitate the prompt payment. Once the patient understands why exactly the services are being catered for the particular disease condition or particular treatment plan, the information for this particular disease condition or the treatment plan are documented in such a way that it results into giving the service to the patient. So having a handshake between all the medical service providers, billing department helps to generate this all strategies. There has to be integration with the revenue cycle system, streamlining the billing workflows and facilitates accurate data capture. The often integration with electronic health record systems and revenue cycle management software platforms is to be integrated in a proper way. This also enhances or ensures the seamless data flow and minimizes the manual error and expedites the billing process. Integration enhances the efficiency. Also, it enables for the transparency in financial transactions. It helps in coordination between billing, clinical and administrative department to have a seamless continuous process in revenue cycle management. Managing patients' accounts, receivables and following up on outstanding balance. Critical aspect of the patient billing and collection involve tracking, monitoring, and collecting the outstanding balance. Proactive follow-up communication with the patients regarding payment obligations. Components like tracking balances, implementing collection policies, and engaging patient and utilizing the technology. There has to be proper processes evolved into tracking the balances, implementing how the collections are reimbursement collections would take place, how exactly the engaging of the patient and engaging of the patients and tracking of the bill could take place has to be implemented. A clear collection policies ensures consistency and fairness in the collection process. Regular monitoring of accounts received receivable metrics allows the proactive interventions and improves the cash flow. Utilizing technology solutions. Technology plays a pivotal role in streamlining collection workflows and enhancing the communication with the patient. Automated reminders, online payment protocols, interactive voice responses system facilitate the payment transactions and improve the patient engagement. Enhancing the technology enhances collections efficiency, reduces administrative burdens, and optimizes the patient satisfaction. Technology solutions offer convenience and accessibility for patients to manage their accounts and make payment. Data analytic tools provide insights into patients' payment trends and often helps in strategic decision making. Introduction to compliances and regulatory considerations. Healthcare compliances and regulations aim to safeguard patient information and uphold the industry standards. Prominent regulations include HIPAA compliances as well as HITECH Act, focusing on patients' privacy and data security. This compliances is essential to maintain trust and protecting the patient's right in mitigating the legal risk of the patient. Understanding the regulatory requirements is crucial for healthcare organizations to ensure there is adherence to the patients as well as to avoid penalties. Compliances programs play a pivotal role in revenue cycle management and organizational integrity. What exactly is HIPAA regulations? HIPAA is a Healthcare Insurance Portability and Accountability Act. It was established in 1996 to protect the patient's medical records and personal information. The mandates are such stringent standard protocols as guidelines basically for privacy, security, and integrity of the patient. This requires the entities to implement administrative, technical, and physical safeguarding of the patient's rights or patient's information. Patient's health information, basically. This includes in privacy rules governed by a particular security force or security rules for healthcare protections of electronic healthcare protections or manual healthcare protections. This also imposes the breach notification requirements to enhance the transparency and accountability of the patient's records. The core component of HIPAA are basically privacy, which grants patients rights over their health information as well as their access or amendments for the accounting of the disclosures. There's also a security rule which mandates safeguards of EPHI, means electronic patient's health record information protection, including risk assessments as well as access control. Breach in notification requirement covers entire to the notifications of the individual as well as to the regulatory bodies for the data breach. HIPAA also requires an ongoing training, audits, and adherence to regulatory standards. Non-compliance with HIPAA can result into severe penalties, reputational damage, and legal liabilities for a healthcare provider. What are the checklists basically in HIPAA? Though HIPAA is an international organization which regulates the insurance bodies across the world, but this same compliances are being practiced or implemented in the Indian Insurance Act also, establishing a compliance committee, review of the guidelines, performing a gap analysis to identify the area of the concern, built an executive plan to address the security gaps where the data leakage is happening, review the key vendors' interaction with the primary health providers, performing ongoing monitoring and audits, establishing a data breach incident response protocols, understanding a HIPAA training, basically which are been subject to consider as once in 3 months, regulatory evaluating the compliance and review factors and update it, and have a subject matter expert for assistance. There's also another act called Hi-Tech Act. Hi-Tech Act is basically the part of American Recovery and Reinvestment Act. The same kind of act is supposed to be implemented in India in coming financial year, which would strengthen the data security measures as well as promote the EHR adaptation. India has already put his way forward to have this act into place. Probably this act is coming into place in coming future. The guidelines are been set and would be implemented by next year. Emphasizing meaning use of EHRs to improve the healthcare quality, efficiency and patients' outcome. Introducing stricter penalties and enforcement mechanism for HIPAA and non-compliance. Mandates breach notification requirements and allocates the resources for healthcare infrastructure as well as interoperability. Aims to enhance the care coordination, support population health management and improve the patient engagement. Importance of compliances in revenue cycle management. Compliances ensures integrity of the financial transactions. It protects the patient's confidentiality and mitigates the legal risk. Upholding the patient trust and confidentiality strengthens the patient-provider relationship. Compliance demonstrates the commitments to ethical conduct, regulatory standards, and mitigating the legal liabilities. Failure to comply with the regulations can result in hefty fines, reputational damage, and legal consequences. The compliance is fundamental for maintaining organizational integrity and financial system. Now, what are the limitations that HIPAA has, that Hi-Tech has solved? There are some limitations like aligning with the technological advancement, because HIPAA is a regulatory body which has been formed and from ages it has been falling in the same way. So the technological advancement in HIPAA has been slowed down. It has not stopped, but it has slowed down. So basically aligning with the technological advancement is not done in HIPAA, but Hi-Tech solves this problem. Plug technical loopholes, payment gateways, payment delays or payment checks are not been followed in HIPAA, but this Hi-Tech has solved it. Some stricter penalties for the payment delays or non-compliance are been taken into consideration in Hi-Tech, but HIPAA has a standard protocols for particular payments. The penalties incurred by Hi-Tech are basically more than the billing amount sometimes, whereas HIPAA has percentage penalty introduced into their systems. Strategies for maintaining the regulatory compliances. Develop comprehensive policies and procedures outlining the regulatory requirements and rules. This provides the regular training and education on compliance standards and data security practices. To conduct regular audits and assessment to evaluate compliances effectiveness and addresses the deficiency. Implementing technological solutions and data security measures to safeguard the electronic health records. This also fosters the cultures of compliances through leadership, commitment and organization accountability. The compliances and regulatory considerations are paramount in healthcare to protect patients' rights, organization integrity. HIPAA and Hi-Tech Act establishes standards for patient privacy, data security, and electronic health record. Adherence to regulatory requirement is essential for maintaining trust, mitigating the legal risk, as well as ensuring the financial susceptibility. Healthcare organization must prioritize the compliance efforts and through comprehensive policies, employee training, and technology solutions. By embarrassing the compliances, healthcare organizations can uphold the ethical standards, protect patient information, and enhance the overall quality of the care. Keeping staff updated on the regular changes. In dynamic landscape of healthcare, finance staff members must be informed about regulatory changes and compliance requirements. Regulatory frameworks such as HIPAA, ACA, MHRC govern regular cycle operations and patient data management. Training programs should include modules dedicated to regulatory compliance, privacy regulations, data security protocols. Staff members need to be regularly updated on billing guidelines, reimbursement policies, and coding methodologies to ensure accuracy and compliances. Staying abreast of regulatory changes helps to mitigate the compliance risk and ensures legal adherence in revenue cycle management. Coding updates and best practices. Coding accuracy and adherence to industry best practices are essential for optimizing the revenue capture and minimizing the compliance risk. Staff members responsible for coding and documentation of the proficient of CPT, ICD, and HCP's code are to be set. Training initiative should focus on enhancing the coding proficiency, improving clinical documentation integration, and addressing the common coding errors. Staff members should receive training on coding guidelines, documents required, and coding conventions to ensure accurate coding alignment. Incorporating case studies or practical exercise or real-world scenarios into training program. This helps in facilitating the skill enhancement, application knowledge into revenue cycle operations. Thank you.